This is the artist Ksenia Turcic, whose work Phase is a multimedia installation which pursues the investigation of emotional and communication spaces between men and women. Ksenia, as a prelude to discussing your current work, I looked at your previous work on a CD that you had provided me and was very intrigued by the trajectory of the exploration of space as your overarching concept. From the use of empty or meditative spaces, which you term atmospheric work, to installation and sculpture, to your current multimedia installation, which arises from that same sculptural practice, would you discuss the history of your work and bring your concept of multiple realities into the discussion, please?
Actually, I start like painting, and I try to see what is that, what painting have inside, what produce energy from inside. Mm-hmm. And very soon I start to discover painting like an object and put this kind of objects in space. Mm-hmm. And from step by step I research this kind of relationship between paintings, object, and space. Mm-hmm. And because of that, I had a result like a space installation. Mm-hmm. And that was always some kind of object who was produced from the picture, mm-hmm. from classic kind of material. Mm-hmm. Of course, results in space was some kind of illusion of atmosphere kind of space. Because in the picture, usually, we have illusion of space. We mm-hmm. always can imagine how deep is this space on the picture, and we try to find this because our brain wants to find mm-hmm. this. And my art issue was to show this imaginary kind of space like a real space, you like a visitor can go in and see how that looks like if you move inside. Mm-hmm. That was some way how I feel what space installation is. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And of course my intention was to show the people some kind of space, not exactly to show them some issue, what is my issue. I want to show them some space where they can find something or take something else for themselves. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because of that, I call this emotional kind of spaces or atmospheric kind of spaces. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Some spaces who discover some atmosphere and you can take something from this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you'd made allusions to art as kind of a parallel reality and making this Alice in Wonderland or Alice in the Looking Glass kind of reference.
Yes, because that was, you know, when I have this kind of way to go from the illusion to a real space, then I wanna try how I can discover real space because he's not real.
Right.
I arrange this like an art space and right. that can be real. Mm-hmm. And I tried to research how I can open this unreality more mm-hmm. than they is, because mm-hmm. reflection in mirrors, it's always some kind of reflection, it's not reality. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How specifically it can be, you know, reality like reality. Mm-hmm. You know, because if you put in the space some normal everyday things like chair or table, that can be some kind of, okay, I put this in real space and I will use this. There's some kind of design of space.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to find a way, don't put nothing specifically inside, but make atmosphere and space speak about themselves.
Okay. I had researched an essay on aspects of Croatian contemporary art, which stated that, quote, the post-communist democratic changes in Croatia did not much affect the activities of artists. There is no parallel to the euphoria and enthusiasm seen in the countries of the former Eastern Bloc, which after the fall of the Berlin Wall acted as a catalyst invigorating the art production, especially among young artists, unquote. What's your response to this?
I can say like that. I never was an artist who was directly including in political kind of issue, mm-hmm. art issue.
Mm-hmm.
Many people does,
mm-hmm.
but I always try to look the situation from some kind of microcosmos, not
right.
from macrocosmos.
Mm-hmm.
I try to find the some story of soul, what's happened inside, etc. Of course, this part of story is not quit from other things, but. My personal opinion about Croatia and this kind of communism part, etc.
Mm-hmm.
I think we was happy because we was somehow independent.
Uh-huh.
Independent uh-huh. from a real communism problematic what mm-hmm. some other East European countries had.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe I was lucky, but I never felt so much suffering about.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There was already maybe a type of freedom
yes.
that you.
Yes, it was good moments. It was some good parts of time, and I never think about it.
Mm-hmm.
I never think about it, not because I don't see that. Of course, somehow my parents speak about and some people, but. I don't feel myself like a particular victim.
Mm-hmm.
And I can understand that some other countries had more problems than we had.
Mm-hmm.
That's from me, that's what I have to say. And about art in Zagreb, I grew up in Zagreb and I'm born there. I feel myself like I belong to the Zagreb school. That's more symbol than Zagreb school, that's abstract
mm-hmm.
Meaning. I always feel some kind of art freedom there.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have any frontier to do art
mm-hmm.
in Zagreb. Somehow it was like that.
Mm-hmm.
We have many groups who start intellectual groups
mm-hmm.
who build opinion from architectural and space thing, abstract painting thing from 60s. After that, very soon, very early, we had a conceptual art groups and. I never feel that was something, you know, what was illegal.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe last government wasn't so clever to recognize things.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Well, with this historical background, let's look at your present work, this phase.
Mm-hmm.
And can you discuss the significance of the way you structured the installation the way that you did? Because it's a very, in one sense, in a positive sense, a confrontative kind of installation. You're presented with these large objects of scale, which allows you to describe and also the kind of physicality of the breathing in the piece also. So can you comment on those?
Actually, the face is one of my recent kind of research about how I can call this. I call this in myself, I wanna show abstract spaces in human nature, in human brain, what's happened and how they looks like. And this time I try to show abstract space between men and women in communication. What's happened? Where is the difference and how that actually that that are in function in everyday life? The world go around all the time, and these two differences have communication, and that's work. And I wanna show not with some kind of critic opinion or something. I wanna show just this like a space who is on function, how they looks like.
Well, the title is suggestive. I mean, it's entitled Phase, but the portrayal is something that's kind of an ironic title. They're kind of out of phase,
right? Yeah.
Because you have the man who's kind of, he's kind of hiding in his habits. You know, he's drinking, he's shaving, he's doing that. And the woman is finding a need to express herself without necessarily being asked or maybe even listened to.
Yes,
you know, there's that kind of dynamic that you've set up.
I feel like that. I feel like that because I think that men's are created like a person's, you know, genetically and something what they take from background and from society. They're created to hide emotions, and that don't mean that they are not emotional. Opposite. They are very, but they hide. And I want to show this on some very obvious kind of, you know, drastic kind of way. He drink, he eat, he don't listen. That can be familiar with some women opinion. Of course, I am a woman and I have this experience. We all the time feel this like that, you know, that somebody don't listen to you. But somehow, that doesn't including of for our expressions. We need to tell, and we will tell everything what we want to tell or what we need to tell to this wall now. If we will have respond or not.
Right. Now, one of the things that struck me when I entered the gallery space, even before having seen your piece, was this heavy breathing in the piece. And that, like, struck me even before I saw the visual component. So can you tell me the, you know, how you use that, the breathing, and what its significance is within this installation?
What that mean?
Yes,
that
exactly.
mean his presence, this his deeply present, you know, because he is here and he is alive. Maybe he seems to us that he works something else, but he's present here.
Is it also, I read it kind of as a reinforcement of the person being in the same space, and maybe a kind of preoccupation with himself. I'm not sure if that's a misinterpretation. And the woman, you know, he's not really paying attention, they're not communicating. That that kind of vehicle that you're...
Yeah.
Is that the mechanism?
Yes. And because of that, I, you know, I put this sign on the floor, like ideal place when you can feel this. Because I want to show you this place that you are not like a witness, that you are including in this space, mm-hmm. including in this part of space. That's impossible, of course. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, in reality. Mm-hmm. But I wanna find this place, how that looks like to stay between, you know, two energy of two different energy in communication.
Is this meant to be a commentary on a personal, like yourself, personal level? Or is it in concentric rings going outwards? Is it like a Croatian type of attitude, a Western attitude? Mm. Or is this supposed to be kind of a universal, a comment on the universal discommunication between man and woman?
I mean, from my opinion, from myself, okay. that's some kind of universal kind of... opinion.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But I always can speak from myself, mm-hmm. how I can know what is really objective. Mm-hmm. I can share this with people. That's the question of communication. Mm-hmm. Because of that we produce art, because we want to communicate with people. Mm-hmm. We want to share something, you know. Mm-hmm. And to find some reasons and everything of this going in circle, you know. Mm-hmm. I will never take some other experience. I will always have my own experience. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about the moment, because this is, you know, the punctuation in the piece that only in the frozen moment does a man hear what she has to say, mm-hmm. or it's the only time that he hears her. The only time that he hears her is when she directs her gaze away and towards the viewer. Mm-hmm. So you made this kind of very dramatic point.
Yeah.
In this frozen moment.
That frozen moment mean when I try to find moment when he really hear her. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes he hear her, of mm-hmm. course, he's human being, that's communication.
Right.
And you know, when you communicate with somebody, and when you are really concentrate on his word, mm-hmm. and you take energy and you lose yourself in this moment, mm-hmm. and that's actually this, you know, mm-hmm. freezing.
Right.
He take her sentences. Actually, in moment when she talk to
the
visitor.
Viewer, right. Uh-huh.
Why? Because that's also in the man's nature. Mm-hmm. He don't want to lose her. Mm. And he reacted at the moment when she tried to escape.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're posing a question, mm-hmm. about the problems of communication between, mm-hmm. man and woman. Mm-hmm. Is there within your piece or a suggestion in your piece as a solution to bring that communication closer or to resolve the...
I don't want to suggest nothing.
It's
because,
an open-ended,
yes,
it's a comment,
I know.
And...
Maybe that will be...
Okay.
Oof. Okay. We can hope about that will be, uh-huh. something, you know, in the future.
Right.
But, you know, I don't have this intention. I just have intention to show, right. how this space looks like, but... Uh-huh. Everything what visitor will take from this, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think that's fortune, you, right. know. And I always, when I produce something like art, mm-hmm. I produce this with intention. Okay, I will give you this. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter what I think, what I feel. But if you take something from this, mm-hmm. inside, mm-hmm. that's great. Mm-hmm. That's, mm-hmm. always great.
Right.
Any reaction is good. Even angry, even boring, even, you know, any reaction.
Right.
I think also that's the that's something what is contemporary in art. Mm-hmm. It's not real issues what I feel like an artist. If I'm, I don't know, hungry or in love, mm-hmm. doesn't matter. Nobody. Don't want to think about me. That's romanticism. That was before. Mm-hmm. with abstract painting like Jackson Pollock. We open in art is open some kind of spaces, like spaces, not just one picture, exhibition. And you go to the exhibition. If you go to the exhibition, you need to take something from. That's it. And that's, for me, that's the that's a real issue of space installation. To be inside because of your meditation, or to take something from yourself.
Right. It's an excellent project. What's the next project that you have lined up?
I would like to show my space, but from other experience, from experience of memory. Like I have some pieces what my father make with camera when I was small, and that's his memory. I would like to show circle of my friend around me. You know, nothing directly me, but out of focus. How looks my space? My space from other corner, from other memories.
Well, we look forward to that. Thank you very much, Christine.
Thank you.